Coast and PI. Grow your business through real relationships. Just search Suncoast and PI. How to ask for referrals the right way. Hey everyone, John Marshall here, owner of Suncoast NPI. One of the biggest hurdles business owners face while running a shop in Clearwater or managing a crew out in Wesley Chapel is simply knowing how to ask for help. We all know that word of mouth is the most powerful tool in our belt, but many professionals hesitate to ask for referrals because they do not want to seem pushy or desperate. In reality, your networking partners actually want to help you. They just need you to show them how. The most common mistake I see is being too vague. When you tell a room full of professionals in Hillsborough or Pasco County that you are looking for anyone who needs my services, you are actually making their job harder. Anyone is a ghost because nobody knows where to find anyone. To get results, you have to be incredibly specific. Instead of a broad request, try describing a specific situation or a trigger event. For example, if you are a residential roofer, do not just ask for homeowners. Ask for people living in Trinity who have older homes and might be facing insurance cancellations. This specificity flips a switch in your partner's brains. Now, instead of scanning their entire contact list, they are thinking of that one neighbor or client who mentioned that exact problem yesterday. It is also important to understand the massive gap between a lead and a qualified referral. A lead is just a name and a phone number, which is basically a cold call with a slightly better story. A qualified referral is a warm introduction where the potential client is already expecting your call and understands the value you provide. When you ask your partners for help, you should be coaching them on how to bridge that gap. Tell them exactly what to say when they encounter someone who needs you. Giving your partners the right language to use ensures the person is already convinced of your value before you even make the first call. The whole system depends on members looking for ways to help their fellow members first. When you spend your time actively listening for opportunities to help a mortgage broker in Riverview or a landscaper in Palm Harbor, you build up a massive amount of professional capital. This makes asking for your own referrals feel much more natural. Plus, when you have consistently shown up for your fellow members, they become eager to return the favor. This proactive support creates a culture where asking for a referral is just a standard part of a productive business conversation. Finally, make sure you are targeting the right geography. We are operating in an area that is evolving and expanding at an incredible pace right now, but your time is best spent on referrals that fit your service map. If your business stops at Olmerton Road, make sure your partners in North Pinellas know that. Being clear about your boundaries helps your network filter out the noise and focus on the high-quality connections that actually make sense for your bottom line. By being specific, coaching your partners on the right language and focusing on qualified introductions rather than just names, you turn your networking group into a precision-tuned sales force. You will find that the more clear you are in your requests, the more your fellow members will deliver exactly what you need to grow. Until next time, this is John Marshall reminding you, when we pull together, we all win.
Suncoast and PI. Grow your business through real relationships. Just search Suncoast and PI.